You are listening to WFOD on the Strange Label Podcasting Network.
We're a full of dicks. We're the conversation will make your mother sick. We're counting alcohol in three fast guys. We say we need a great stick, and one of us is mine. We're a full of dicks. We're a full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and quick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on StrangeLabel.com.
Oh, Matt, you're really gonna enjoy this one.
Now, I know how hard it is waiting until Christmas morning, but it won't be long before my sleigh is flying over, New Hampshire. Say, since we have a moment, why don't we just double check something?
WFOD. Ah, there you are. On the nice list, once again. No surprise there. Must be because you are totally woke.
They mixed a whole bunch of sodas together.
See what's happening?
Yeah, it's just like they took all the sodas. How long has this winter saga been on our table here?
At least 2 months.
Couple months. Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hey there.
Also joining us, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T. Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Ow, ow, ow. And guys, last but not least, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Howdy.
Matt, I'll tell you why I corrected your mom.
Go ahead.
Oh, we're just going to jump right into this.
Huh? See, well, what happened was...
I want to know what soda you're drinking.
Travis, we got a...
Winter Saga.
Winter Saga. See, IKEA, they have all these delightful Swedish treats, right? And they were like, hey, guys, this is a festive Swedish drink. And so, like, we got it because it was by the thing. And, like, I've never had a festive Swedish drink, Travis.
Hopefully you didn't pay too much for it.
You know, that's probably, like, one of their, like, corporate CEO... They're like their brother Norm, like, makes his own sodas, and they're like, oh, let's call this a Swedish soda.
Travis, you know when you go to, like, the fountain drinks and they have that grate at the bottom that gets all the excess?
Yes.
I think that this is that. I think that, like, they collect all of that and they make winter soda.
It's kind of...
Oh, it's like a suicide then. Like, when you were a kid and you go to the fountain unit and you grab a cup and you just spray a little of everything into the cup.
You both said that. Drunk said suicide, too. That's never something I've heard of.
What?
So what, you really get a little bit of all the sodas and that's called suicide?
You'd get a little change in your pocket. Yeah. You'd head down to the convenience store that's got the fountain unit. You go ahead and peel through some Laffy Taffys or something. You go to the fountain unit, put a little Coke, you put a little Sprite, put a little Orange Crush.
I can't imagine you've never heard of that.
My girlfriend does this, except all the non-dark sodas.
I could see that.
Yeah. Now, that's what this tastes like, Travis. It tastes like all
little
of them.
Little lemonade, little fruit punch, little Sprite, little anything else they have that's not.
I'm getting nothing
Coke or Dr.
festive
Pepper or Diet.
From this, but I'll tell you
so
what.
So it's just like really gross.
I feel like it's kind of pruney.
That's a bummer.
Do you taste pruney?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. What is going to get me in the festive spirit, Travis? This is the last show that we're doing before Christmas.
This is the last show of 2019.
So I guess, Travis, this is our Christmas episode. And what is going to get me in the spirit?
A little hot chocolate.
Is after the break, we are going to put things in Drunk's mouth. Pretty like excited about time. It, guys. It is a Christmas
theme. Special
themed.
Christmas edition.
What's in Drunk's mouth?
We probably should have said that.
Did you head to the Dollar Tree after work, Mike?
What'd you say, Drunk?
Shouldn't have said that. It'd make it easier for me to guess.
Well, I mean, Drunk, look, I'm rooting for you. Right. I'm not your adversary in Once in Drunk's mouth. I'm not trying to trick you.
And I will say this. When this game first started, I used to be very fearful.
And you're not anymore, right?
I'm not fearful.
I've let his guard down, Travis. It's like finally
Like a beaten dog.
So, Matt, what happened was your mom commented on one of your Facebook posts.
She did.
And I believe that she said that you were like a dummy or something. She said you were a dumb man.
My family is big on the... busting balls. So,
you bust balls.
I feel like that's a Northeastern
you.
Thing, isn't it? Everybody in the Northeast bust balls.
Yeah, that's an East Coast thing. It's busting balls.
I was going to say, I'm not really from this area, so I wouldn't say that it's anything native. It's just, you know, my family, we like to bust balls. One thing that I have done, and I posted this on my Instagram and Facebook account, is I like to sneak up on my family. And take my cell phone out, and while I'm recording, I just say, hit you in the face with my cell phone in a really obnoxious way, and I smack them on the forehead with my camera of the phone. And it brings me great joy, and I think the people that watch it also might get some sort of joy. And I collected about 10 of these videos and posted it on my Instagram and Facebook.
Did you edit them all together?
No, it's just like little clips from Snapchat.
If you hit play on the first one, Travis, it just plays them all one at a time. Yeah. It must be a new feature that the Zuck is giving us.
Keep you
there, keep you watching, Travis. Just play one after another. Mm-hmm.
That right. Facebook watch.
Yeah, you get into like a loop, and before you know it, you're watching police chases, and you're like, I was watching the trailer for Rambo. How did I get to police chases, and where did this last hour and a half go?
Well, listen, they're really pushing that Facebook portal for Christmas gifts, so I suppose they had to update their video settings.
Can you imagine the timing on that, Travis? All the shit going on with Facebook, and they're like, oh, by the way, we're going to put a camera on your TV.
Genius.
You trust the Muppets, right? So your mom, she commented on your video. Matt.
She did. She said, Matthew, honey, you're an idiot.
But she used the wrong "you're."
She did. Obviously, my mom's the idiot.
Matt, let me tell you. What I look at the three of you as my children. And I mean, sure, that's your real mom.
And Travis and Drunk.
Yes, you guys are under the wind beneath my wings. And I protect you like a mama bird.
I'm not saying I don't appreciate it.
When some person calls my baby Matt an idiot,
you lash out.
I'm not going to stand for that, Matt. I don't care who it is.
Right.
So I feel like you'd let people call me an idiot.
No, Drunk. See, I will call you an idiot, and I'm fine with that. I'm not going to let some other fools call you an idiot. You're my idiot. Yeah.
Okay.
And so when a fool steps to my baby Matt, and she says you're an idiot and uses the wrong "you're," that's an easy one. That's a slam dunk. She just volleyed that right up to me, and I was like,
"You're
no,
start mowing bitches down."
No, who's the idiot now?
Yeah.
If there's one thing that Mike loves, it's music lawsuits. If there's one thing he hates, is having his co-hosts
Right.
Or people using the wrong Yore, because he does it all the time.
Yeah, I think I got like three today, man. It was a big day for the wrong Yore usage.
You have like a book that you mark these down in, like a little diary?
He's
like,
pretty big on the theirs, too. The Yores and the theirs.
I'll tell you, when people respond to me correcting their Yore or their use, and they're like, oh, grammar Nazi, is like, no, just use the right thing.
Like, I'm going to tell you right now, all of that annoys me. Like, I do not like it when people correct somebody on a Yore or a there, and I hate people who get overly upset about being corrected.
They're the worst. Now, granted, I'm awful. Like, what I'm doing is a bad thing. But, like, people who get really defensive and yell at me and tell me that I'm an asshole for doing it. No, you just realize that what you did was wrong. And I mean, you don't even have to reply to me. You say, oh yeah, got me.
Yeah.
There.
But I mean, at the same time, I hate all of it. It just pisses me off, the whole thing. And I wish we could hit a restart button every time I see an exchange.
Matt, what it is it's excusing yourself for ignorance. It's saying, oh, well, this person is wrong for correcting my English. No, just use the English language correctly.
And yeah, but in this day and age when we have like so many auto corrects and shit, like it's so easy to throw something up and the wrong Yore gets put out.
Yeah,
there.
From
like,
now on, I'm just going to put you are.
You're ducking right, Matt.
Just double check your work. You're putting it out into the world.
I know, but it's, come on, it's who's got time to A, correct, who's got time to respond, and honestly, whoever made the first comment to begin with, like that first comment, that's a stupid comment too. They're all bad, like it just needs to stop.
Before the internet and social media, how did we know that people didn't know the correct usage of grammar or how to spell?
We grade their English papers. Travis, which I also did.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Did a lot of English paper grading?
I used to get out a red pen and correct people's greeting cards. I'm a real prick, Travis. I know I am. I try not to be.
You corrected their greeting cards?
Yeah. Do you send them back after you do that?
No, I like, you know, if they write me a note in like a birthday card, then.
Oh my God.
I see it, Matt, and I can't unsee it, and I have to fix it.
You take somebody writes you a birthday card, little note in the birthday card. You take a red pen out,
Matt.
Hey, you have a fucking red pen.
Do you give
this?
It like a letter
Matt,
grade?
I understand your tone, and I understand. I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. But what am I going to do about it? You know,
just don't make comments.
Yeah, just stop.
What am I just? Don't I'm just going to ignore it. I'm not going to know that they
absorb it.
Everybody else does.
Absorb it, see that it happened, and then carry on with your life.
But then nobody learns anything.
They're not going to learn anything anyway because you didn't send it back to them.
In the chat, Scott Greer is exactly right. People need to learn to spell. How else are they going to learn? You're not in class anymore, Matt.
You're not the fucking teacher. They're not going to learn from you. They're just going to resent
you. Sure they are. They're going
to
remember the time that I owned them on Facebook. They're going to say... Oh,
you owned them. Is that what it is?
Oh, I better think next time before I send the wrong Yore, I better double check this because the watchdog Mike will get out his little asterisk and get me.
Big brother's looking.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm fixing the world a little bit at a time, Matt. It's what I'm
doing.
You're
not.
I am.
You're actually making the world a little worse, I think.
I'm making it a little worse so that it can get better.
No.
You got to tear it down to build it back up, right? That's what Ozymandias said in The Watchmen.
Right.
I think you're just shoveling more shit into the shit
pile. It's become too casual. Nobody uses punctuation anymore.
People are swearing in the workplace. Nobody says yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, or thank you, or you're welcome. Nobody holds the goddamn door open for each other anymore. This world has gone to pot.
You gotta eat a simple thank you. You know what I'm saying, Travis? A simple thank you goes a long way.
Oops, my mistake.
Right. It's too casual. The kids ain't wearing belts no more. Their butts are hanging out. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
Ugh, butts hanging out.
The butts are hanging out.
Okay,
I don't think they do that.
Disrespect.
That was like 10 years ago.
Hey, 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 I'll tell you another thing, Matt. If I can pry even more into your personal life. You told me the other day, this weekend, that your wife won a chili contest.
She did, yeah.
And what you told me is that the prize was $100.
Cold hard cash.
No tchotchkes, no ribbon, no trophy.
Oh, I would like
you. Nothing that you can put on your refrigerator. Just the cold cash.
I think I'd just prefer the money.
No, money's great.
But also a trophy that had like a big chili pot on it.
Right. But like,
no chili cooker.
Where's the fun? And just
there was no tchotchkes.
Matt, I went home and I found your address.
Costs money.
And I mailed your wife a blue ribbon. It's coming in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because she needs some tchotchkes. Oh, Matt, she won a contest. I'm making the world a little bit better, a little bit at a time.
Mike, this
she's
going to
put it on the fridge.
Right there.
And when she goes and she looks at the fridge, she's going to say, you know what? I fucking nailed it. I won a chili contest. So, and she's going to pat herself on the back.
So right you're the reason that every child needs a trophy now.
No, every child doesn't win a trophy.
Yes, you
the
are.
Fucking winner gets a
You're
trophy.
You're the reason every
right,
child
drunk,
gets a
I
trophy.
I don't understand that statement at all. Like, I guess if she got sixth place, then that would make sense.
Yeah, but don't get a sixth place trophy. You get a first place trophy. You got to get a tchotchke.
Mike, I think that is... I think that's great. That's making the world better. Unfortunately, when you did the grammar correct earlier, that made the world a bad place. So you kind of like... You've just were
How did
stuck
it make
the
world a bad place, Matt? Your mom, she needs to learn.
She's not going to learn. She's just going to look at it and go, well, who's this dickhead?
Yep, you're a penis face.
The drunk as it's watered down a little bit, I do taste much more plum now.
Yeah, is that what it is? Plum?
Yeah, I think whatever you were saying, plum earlier.
Pruny is what I thought.
Yeah.
It is amazing that Drunk's voice, while it sounds amazingly better, still sounds strained.
This is just my voice now.
That's just it now?
This is the new normal.
I love it.
Matt, see, now, the everybody wins a trophy thing, not for it. But there should be trophies.
I would prefer the $100 cash to a trophy.
No, you can do both.
No, because the trophy costs money.
You can go
money.
To the goddamn dollar
the
store.
The trophy costs money.
And get some kind of tchotchke and paint it gold.
Nope.
And
no,
say, this is
can't.
What the winner wins.
You absolutely
can't.
Yeah,
get like one of those little dollar, like, fake G.I. Joe figures. Well, get a can of spray paint.
You know
like,
what would happen if I got a $1 tchotchke for winning a chili cook-off? Throw it right in the fucking gabazo.
That's fine, but you won it. And it's
you're telling me with
thing.
All that storage space you have in your house, you throw it in the garbage and not in a dresser drawer?
Yeah.
Well, you don't understand. The dresser drawer is actually one of his garbage cans.
So. I mean, exchange, just giving somebody $100.
I'm preparing to downsize. I'm going to move into an apartment.
As the winner of a friendly competition. It just seems so cold.
So, Mike, if I win our fantasy league this year, will you send me a tchotchke as well as the money that I'm owed?
Travis, you fucking deserve a tchotchke.
Nice.
You haven't given anybody a trophy yet.
I should, though, Drunk.
I'll be the first.
Like, see, Drunk, what I am, I'm an evolving person.
Oh, boy.
As time goes on, Drunk.
You sure are.
I learn and I get better.
Because that $100 is going to be here and gone. They need just a little something to remember the time that they were the big winner.
And Travis, I mean, like, when somebody for Christmas gets you a $100 gift card and, like, you get them a $100 gift card and you just exchange gift cards, like, what did you really do? You all had to get each other something, but you didn't put forth the effort of coming up with anything. So you all just...
But one's to Macy's and one's to Dick's, so you're going shopping at two different stores.
Oh, and maybe you could make a day of it where you could both go to the different stores and watch each other buy their thing.
Yeah, you see...
Because Macy's and Dick's are usually at the same spot, so...
Can I point something out, please?
Yes.
5 hours ago, Mike corrected my mother on Facebook regarding her your mistake on the
she
post,
was attacking
right?
my baby boy, man.
Three hours ago, Hot Butter Podcast posted a LOL Fun license plate, and then the Hot Butter guy said OMG GFY. And Mike's response to that was, "Find some joy, Bert. Don't sweat the small stuff."
Ooh. So you're contradicting yourself within hours.
Just a man of two thoughts.
That was probably like in the same couch session, Matt. I sat down and I started scrolling and I was like, how can I engage some people today? How can I turn some frowns upside down just with the power of my words?
I'm going to tell you, my frown is upside down right now, buddy.
There you go. And it's fucking Christmas time, and I'm trying to bring joy to the people.
I feel a lot of joy.
Guys, what we're going to do, I think that we're going to go to break.
It's going
to
be a hell of a break.
And then we're gonna pick up our good friend Starry Spice. She is going to be the contestant for... a very special.
Oh my God! I thought she was dead.
She is not dead.
She
Matt.
Did die. She's back.
I asked her earlier.
She's kind of far behind on the podcast, but
if she would be a contestant on America's favorite game show, What's in Drunk's Mouth?
I noticed we don't do this game as much anymore since you know the one that should not be named isn't here anymore. Because you don't like actually sticking things in my mouth.
I just think didn't we just get burnt out there for a while? It was just happening so often. Now it's reserved for special times,
it's
like Christmas.
Special times. It's fair Christmas, enough. Drunk.
Fair enough.
Do you think that we should call the one who should not be named for Christmas? Think we should call him later and wish him a Merry Christmas?
It's up to you, buddy.
Just be like, hey, Merry Christmas. I don't know.
Happy holidays.
We'll talk about it. Guys, what we're going to do, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to play America's favorite game show, What's in Drunk's Mouth?
WFOD!
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. And because it's the end of the year, how about a twofer? As Drunk talks to Christian Bale about his new film, Ford v. Ferrari, Dawn of Justice, in theaters now.
What made you want to be race car guy in the race car film?
They were flying down that Mulsanne Strait at 230 miles an hour. Now, I don't know what top speed you've ever gone at. I know on my motorcycle, when I looked, because I usually just would tape it over because I didn't want to know, but when I did look, it's like 153. And I felt like I was going to go to the moon.
153 is a pretty specific number for a guy who doesn't pay attention to these types of things.
Drunk also talked to Kristen Bell about her new film, Frozen 2, in theaters now.
What do people need to know before walking into the sequel?
Turtles breathe through their butts. And I think that's something everyone should know.
Thank you for your time.
Strange Labels. We like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Gators in the basement, comics stacked to the ceiling, gazing at the computer glow, feeling that turnaround feeling. Precious moments, old blue Pepsi, Beanie Babies, all for sale, somewhere in his man cave. Christmas toys all around him. Retro childhood memories. Records of music. cards that say magic. Sell them on eBay. Hustling Halls. God, I wish my voice wasn't so bad right now.
The great star shines upon them like a compass beacon. Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Wants my chocolate.
He wants some whipped cream on it. He wants some whipped cream on it.
He wants some whipped cream on it.
He wants some whipped cream on it. On it.
My baby's been outside shoveling snow, shoveling snow. He wanted to clear a path for me to go
to the Christmas party
tonight. I'm going to celebrate tonight.
I appreciate you shoveling a path for me.
Me and my girl
shoveled the whole damn driveway.
Sure, but
tonight. He's a good man.
He wants me to enjoy myself.
He's a good man. He put the
but fuck his brother anyway.
Yeah. So I
drunk guilted me last week, Matt. He wanted me to have this queued up, and I didn't. So I wanted to make up for it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to guilt you.
I'm glad it's here. Honestly,
I missed it.
I'm really hoping. With all of these Christmas mini Christmas celebrations that we're having throughout the episode, this is gonna get me up. You know,
I fucking love Christmas. Did you get my Christmas card, Mike?
I did, Matt. It was your family with the baby Yoda.
Yep.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks for mine. Appreciate that.
You never sent me your address, bro.
Oh.
Do you like my Christmas song there, Trav?
You did a fantastic job. That was awesome. I loved it. Mike was telling me that you were working on a song. I didn't know what it was. He gave me no hints. And kudos to you. Keep them coming.
Thank you. I will. I'll keep them coming.
Travis, do we have our special guest here?
We do. Zero issues with the Skype today, Mike.
That's pretty exciting.
Press the button and here she is.
Lisa, how are you doing? Are you doing good? Did you fall asleep, Lisa?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm just fucking with you. Hiya, fellas.
Oh, God, how are you doing? Are you doing good?
I'm hanging in
there. Are you in the Christmas spirit?
It's been such a long time.
It's been a couple years, yeah.
We have five items to put in Drunk's mouth.
Okay.
Does she already know the five items?
She does not. I cannot tell her yet because you have not put your blindfold on her. Guys, the name of the game, this is what's going to happen.
Should I put my video on?
Did you get a Christmas blindfold for him?
No, he has the same blindfold he always has, Travis. We keep the blindfold on hand. It's, like our third microphone that we don't use. And Drunk's blindfold. They just kind of sit to the side.
Are you going to put your video on?
Matt, what do you need? What do you need from me here?
Well, I want to see the items so I can guess.
Okay, I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to put the items in the chat.
There you go.
What, like a picture or just you're going to say it?
Do you want me to take pictures of the items, Matt? Do you need this?
I want to see video.
Matt, have you seen Drunk with his mouth open waiting for an item to be shoved in there?
Yeah, because it's
not
creepy.
Pleasant.
No, it's not.
No, it is priceless.
But I like to watch it. I like to see it.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to you. And if you would like to distribute the picture to other people, you can.
I will not.
I have the items in a large cardboard box that I got from Kohl's.
You're gonna send me the pictures and I'm gonna post them on my mom's wall.
Okay, so I sent the picture. Drunk can't look at it because he's blindfolded. So I will type the items into chat. They're all Christmas themed items. And there are five of them.
There's one of those I'm really excited about.
I was going to say, I have one that I really enjoy.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, all of that's all great stuff.
Thank you for telling us that it's all great stuff.
That's all. In the words of our president, it's beautiful stuff.
Oh, the best. Great.
It's really the best stuff.
Can I ask a question first?
What?
How many Jesus. Of these am I going to want to keep?
I don't know.
All of them.
I guess that's something else that we should...
It's always the interesting after game.
You want three for sure.
What does Drunk keep?
I think three of five.
I need to send the picture to Lisa, too. That's probably pretty important.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, I would want all of those.
I mean, I would, too. But I feel like Drunk will want three of five.
Because she's the contestant, and she needs to tell us if she thinks that... He's going to, I guess, so you have to get three out of five to be the winner. So Lisa either has to be on Drunk's team or against him. Do you think that he'll get three of five? That would be the benchmark of winning and losing. And I mean, like, he already has the hint that they're
Christmas items. I thought you gave her the option. I thought you told her what each item was and she decided if he was going to get
one at a time.
That specific item.
Mike.
I have a question about two of them if they're gonna.
Okay, well, Drunk does have his headphones on, so don't.
I can take them off real fast if need be.
Drunk needs to take his headphones off so that you can ask specific questions.
Yes.
Okay, and Drunk can still hear me, so. Maybe I'll need to put my answer in chat. I don't. Okay, ask the question. Drunk can't.
Just
hear
ask the question. You'll be
okay. Are the candy cane and the cocoa coming out of the wrapping, or they're going in as is?
I think that one is going to stay in the wrapping.
No.
Both are going to stay in the wrapping.
Yes.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah, because I think...
I kind of wanted to hear him choke on the one.
I agree with you. That would be great. But I think...
Very funny.
I mean, both coming out of the wrapping gives it away.
You see, like a... It's game on once I get it in his mouth. I mean, like, if he just decides to bite into it, then I can't do anything about that. You know what I mean?
This game is the worst just for the way that Mike describes how the game is played.
Mike, in the chat, as you put each one into his mouth, can you say what you're putting in there? Because I also want to... I have an opinion of what he will and will not get.
Okay, so I guess, and for podcast listeners, that'll be bad. But maybe Matt, do you want to determine the order of the items?
No, the order does not matter.
In the chat, Scott is saying that he's lost. Scott, I apologize if you're lost. How can we better describe it? Drunk's blindfolded. I'm gonna put shit in his mouth. And
Scott, you've gone to strangelabel.com. Just shut up and listen.
And so, like,
I can explain it.
I'm going to put something in his mouth, and he has to tell us what it is. I haven't played the theme song yet. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. I got to play the theme song.
He is overcome with a new sense of purpose.
Oh, hi, June.
Drunk's heartbeat quickens, despite his gentle reputation. He is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
Halloween.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Okay, so, Matt, I put in the chat what item is going in his mouth first.
How long, out of curiosity, did we play this game before you made that song? It was a long time,
I don't
right?
know, Travis. We've been playing this game for a pretty long time. We've been playing this game for, like, 8 years.
Probably closer.
That was a necessary correction, Drunk. Thanks. So,
oh,
Lisa, would you say he's gonna? Would you say he's gonna get 3 out of 5, or are you gonna root against him this time?
Oh no, he's definitely getting 3 out of 5.
If you're new to what's in Drunk's mouth, I will tell you guys. He has an incredible record.
Yeah, I'm like that. Yeah. At least 85%.
Yeah,
it is a winning record.
I would say, yeah, it's probably, yeah. Drunk said 85. That's probably accurate. There was a long time that he was 100%. I don't think he's ever lost.
I've lost one time.
Did you lose once?
One time.
It was like a 2 out of 3, I think.
I think it was a 3 out of 5. No, I think that one was, yeah, I think it was a 3 out of 5.
So, Lisa, you're going with Drunk, you think?
Absolutely.
Now, this first item that I put in the chat room, do you guys think that he'll get that item?
Yes.
That should be an easy one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. The first item is going in Drunk's mouth. Drunk, are you excited?
Sure. It's been a while.
It has been a while, Drunk.
God, I wish there was video.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's going in your mouth, buddy.
Oh, hey, Tom. A bow that you put on top of a present.
Oh.
Yeah. Good job, Junk.
Guys, he is correct. The first item was a pretty golden bow that you put on a present.
That's why he's the master.
So I guess I will put another item in your mouth, Drunk. Okay. See, now, I think that this one... Do you think this one's difficult, guys? Do you think that
this is the tough one?
Do you think this is the one that he would have the problems with?
I do.
I guess
no,
of the items,
I don't at all. I think he's going to get this easy.
See, she has a lot of faith in you, Drunk.
Well, she's listened to the show.
She does.
That's why.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Second item, guys.
10 years now.
Going in Drunk's mouth.
Matt. What would you say is the best way to stick this in there? You just head first, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, tip first, obviously.
Just go head first.
And then maybe let him paint the tree a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Drop.
I had a Christmas tree.
Really, he just kind of got the star and like a little tiny bit of fuzz. And he was able to correctly identify, guys, it was a small decorative Christmas tree.
I so he got it so quickly, too.
He's 2 for 2, guys.
I think he might go 4 for 5 now if he got that one.
Of the remaining items, I think he's probably going to get all of them.
It's all of them. This is going to be a sweep. Yeah. He's really confident, too.
Okay, guys. So the third item, I really think he's going to sweep. I mean, I'm looking at these 100%. Remaining items, Matt. I don't know. I mean, if he got Christmas tree, how's he going to miss these other ones?
Yeah, he's got all of them.
Okay, Drunk, you ready, buddy?
Yeah.
Open your mouth.
Wow,
that's Christmas lights.
Oh,
wrong, drunk. They're Christmas anal beads. Fuck.
Used ones.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, he's already 3 for 5. So, I mean, Lisa already wins. Whatever tchotchke. Were we offering a tchotchke, Travis? I mean, we should, really.
I mean, you went on a whole rant about tchotchkes, so.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Sorry.
Dog is also rude.
Hello, this is Travis.
There must be a coyote out there.
Okay, guys, we're ready for item number 4.
Oh, God.
Drunk, yeah. Please open your mouth.
Silent night.
Oh, candy cane.
Yeah!
Drunk.
Such a talent.
I should have downloaded like a Christmas soundboard for this.
He is like straight. I mean, candy cane. Okay, now. Drunk's getting cocky.
There you go, Matt. You got your videos.
Matt, do you think this last one will trip him up? Do you think that there's a chance this last one could trip him up?
I would say this one would be challenging, but he's got it. I have faith that he's going to sweep this.
Don't be afraid to bite hard into it.
Don't, yes.
Hey, Travis, yes, shut up!
Afraid.
I try not to bite too hard into most things.
And Travis, shut up!
I usually want to keep them. Well.
Don't bite it.
All right.
Okay, guys. The final item going in Drunk's mouth for all of the marbles.
I wonder if he'll taste the lube.
It is peppermint flavored for the season.
Are you confused, Drunk?
Yeah.
Drunk's confused, Travis.
I can see it.
So, can you like...
Bite down, Drunk.
Hey, make sure you give him every angle.
I was about to say,
give him every inch, Mike.
What do you mean, every inch?
Well, I mean...
I only felt we're like...
These
items. It is Mike you're talking about.
Okay, here you go, Drunk. It's back in your mouth. What do you think?
Don't let me down, Drunk.
What are you thinking?
So,
do you want me to take it from you?
Okay.
Just so you know, I told Mike not to do this because those silica gel packets from the bottom of shoeboxes should not be consumed.
Right? I'm
trying to throw you off, Drunk. Don't listen to Travis. Are you biting?
No.
Bite it, Drunk. Bite it.
Can I give him a hint?
No, you cannot give him a hint. He's got a thing in his mouth.
I want to give him a hint.
Tell us what it is. Oop. You dropped it.
Can I get one more different angle on it?
I mean, yeah. Yes.
Do it face first.
Give it to him.
Give it
Wait,
to him
it,
face first.
Has it been
first.
On the floor now?
Yes.
It's been on the floor twice, actually. He's dropped it twice.
It's no big deal.
There's very little surface area left for me to grab that isn't covered in drunk saliva.
That's the risk you have to take, Mike.
Drunk's having a lot of trouble with this one, guys.
I can see it.
What do you think, Drunk? Run us through your process.
So, yeah. Silica packet. Sure. It's got like the grainy middle of something you would find in a beef jerky for sure.
Now, Drunk, let me ask you a question. Would I have lost my shit if Travis said the actual thing?
No, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you would have.
In the chat, somebody's suggesting that you taste it with your asshole.
yes.
Oh, fucking June.
We haven't started that game yet.
Ooh, 2020.
Yeah.
Drunk
shoves something ends up Drunk's ass.
I'm trying to see
that weird
Drunk's thinking real
white
hard.
Powder that they pour onto bullet wounds in World War II.
So, I mean, Drunk, can you describe the item? Like, what did you observe from having it in your mouth?
It was wrapped in some sort of paper.
Uh-huh.
And it had, like, some sort of tiny pebbles on the inside.
Okay.
Like a lady from the Alps would make it or something.
I need to mute Travis.
Was it some hot chocolate?
No, that's not what it is.
Travis, you're the worst.
He's having such a time, Mike. It's the holidays.
All right, so he went 5 for 5, but I'm putting a fucking asterisk by
unassisted.
It.
Wait, does it have the little tiny marshmallows in it? Is that what he's tasting or feeling?
I don't know. Does it? Oh. Oh, drunk.
It's so drenched slobbery with saliva.
Yeah, all the ink's written off.
Little marshmallows.
Oh, you can keep it drunk. You can definitely keep it.
That's your Christmas present.
Guys, that was what's in Drunk's mouth. He went 5 for 5 to Woo-hoo ring us into the new year. So
still the master.
Good job, Drunk.
Thank you.
We got a really good suggestion in chat, Drunk, that we just start sticking stuff up your ass.
I don't think I would be as good at that game.
If you didn't like his saliva on your hands, you definitely got to not like that game.
Okay, but Drunk, bend over.
This video.
That'll be great video for Travis to watch.
I can't believe you're watching those videos, Matt. You can't watch those videos. It's like Faces of Death, but like worse.
It's way worse.
Well,
like,
you haven't turned them on for me. Thanks, guy.
Well, you think I wouldn't turn them on, Drunk?
You turn them on when you
the star of that Christmas tree.
Oh, I'll never forget some of the video that I watched of this. I will never do it again.
It's like a Christmas necklace.
Yeah, and you can keep it, buddy. You can keep it.
I'm gonna wear it to work tomorrow.
Your tchotchke.
There you go, Drunk.
They're all my tchotchkes. I'm taking all of them.
Lisa, let me ask you. Do you have what you would say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Like something you've been watching, something you've been listening to?
I watched Six Underground, finally.
Did you like it?
I did, because it's Ryan Reynolds.
I was about to say, does it have Ryan Reynolds
in it? Some of it was a little choppy.
A little
like,
much.
How did this relate to this? How did they go from this to this?
A lot like Michael Bay's filmography.
I think his description that it was the most Michael Bay movie ever was pretty accurate.
Yep.
A lot of sweeping shots of people opening car doors.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
There was
6 second cuts.
Cars doing backflips and exploding that like I didn't even know they weren't even really like involved. They were just kind of like, guys, let's blow up some more cars.
Right.
Like there was so many car explosions.
Like all the heads blowing up and people's eyeballs falling out. Like
he got graphic in this one?
Yeah.
Oh, super graphic. It's
fucking
awesome. Yeah. So great.
Yeah, it was the kind of movie that you watch and you say, well, I mean, it was on Netflix and I didn't have to like go pay money to see it, so it was fine.
Yeah, it was a very Deadpool Michael Bay Netflix movie.
Right,
wonderful. That sounds great. You're, like, I mean, you sold it.
That
me.
Will Smith movie, Travis. When I finished that
Aladdin?
Movie, I said, it was fine. No, the one on Netflix. That he was the cop.
His younger self.
He was the cop, and he had like the
Blight with the ogre.
Ogre
or the orc.
Yeah,
I like that. Just fine.
It was fine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I was done watching it, Travis, I didn't say, "Well, that fucking sucked." I just kind of said, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed."
Right. Oh, I'm done with that now.
Matt, do you have what you'd call a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Matt?
I do.
Oh, wow. Well,
would you like to share it with us? Or?
Please.
Oh, sorry.
It's a secret.
You were asking. Klaus on the Netflix.
Klaus?
Oh, the Kurt Russell one?
No, that's Christmas that Chronicles. This is an animated feature on Netflix called Klaus. It's animated. It's great. It's a lot of fun. I didn't know that I was really going to like it that much. And then once I once we started it, it was really, really good. I really recommend it. Watch it before Christmas. It's an awesome movie.
Travis, great. Pick of the week?
Yeah, I actually had one, but I'm going to hold off on it because I'm kind of in the middle of it. I'm going to wait to digest the rest of the series before I toss it out there to recommend. So I'm going to go with Gideon Falls. It's a comic book series by writer Jeff Lemire, and Andrea Sorrento is the artist on this thing. It's like a dark gothic horror thing about this guy who was found as a kid with amnesia, didn't know where he came from, locked him up in a mental ward. And the guy, as he's an adult now, is like piecing together pieces of trash because he keeps seeing this this red barn in his visions. And it kind of I don't want to give too much of it away. But if you like horror, if you like comics, I highly recommend Gideon Falls.
Drunk pick of the week.
Sure. My pick of the week is not correcting people's grammar and just letting things go.
Amen, drunk. Amen.
Along with
amen. Amen, Lisa.
Along with liquor.
Tomato, tomato.
Liquor for the holiday seasons.
Just so you liquor, your pick don't of know the her. Week is to get inebriated?
Well, I mean, that's what you do on, like,
you shouldn't New shouldn't Year's, just right? wait for the holidays to recommend that to people.
New Year's Eve, time to get wasted.
Yeah? Are you stocking up?
That's what we do, right?
Do you get like the holiday packs that have like the little fun winter glasses in them?
Nope. Just shots.
No.
I get those.
But I mean, the holiday packs, drunk, they're the same price as like they usually are, but they come with fun little wintry glasses.
Oh, you're talking about like the
Who's got room in their cabinets for all these things?
Crown Royal set or whatever. I'm usually 17 dressers, I'll hold it. Or so.
That's true. Maybe I need a dresser. I'm running out of cabinet space.
Drunk, what are you going to do with your excess Wait, what is this I hear on not safe for water cooler shots, Miss? I did pop in late. That now you're talking about not even moving to Colorado. Now you have like several options.
Possibly Oregon.
You haven't even. I thought you had like a love for Colorado, and that's why you were going there.
No.
So you're literally just choosing pot states to go to?
He's just going to move somewhere.
The lady would prefer Colorado. I would prefer Oregon.
Why?
Portland.
What the
Portland,
fuck
right?
is in Oregon?
Oh, Oregon's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
They
got the big trees and the waterfalls.
Aren't you talking about moving like this summer?
Spring, hopefully.
That's sooner than summer, isn't it?
It is.
And that's you don't right, even Mike. Know what state you're moving to yet.
Well, just depends on what jobs open up, Mike.
Like jobs with your current job, right?
Or her current job, either way.
Don't you have the same job?
Ish.
At the same place?
Same company, but not same
and
job.
And so, like, you're just going to tell your place of employment, I want to move somewhere west.
Those particular cities open up quite frequently.
And so whichever one.
Colorado and Oregon.
Denver, Grand Junction, Portland, yeah. Seattle could be a possibility, too.
Hooking up the old covered wagon and heading west.
Seattle.
Hopping on the Oregon Trail.
So he's just going to move somewhere, Travis.
Drunk died of dysentery.
Damn it.
We don't even know where
you have
yet.
No clue how many rivers I'm going to ford on the way there.
Matt, are you listening to this?
Yo.
And in this time.
Yo, low.
Yo.
He's got like.
Drunk's very brave.
43 dressers to find new homes for.
Just gonna sell them on Craigslist.
They stack really well.
Yeah, that's
moving truck.
Yeah, that's cash in his pocket. He's gonna put that on whatever stupid app there is out there.
Yep.
And he's gonna
put that cash in his pocket, and he's going to move out west.
I'm going to channel my inner Travis, sell just about everything I got, and move into
get the fuck out of town.
Tiny apartment out west.
Wow.
Hey, these people got no responsibilities, Mike. What do you think's holding them there? Come on.
Yeah, I ain't got no babies. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I can always move back, Mike. I can always move back.
All he's got to do is jump in the old rat infested Nissan and drive.
Yep.
Can you imagine trying to rely on that fucking thing to get you across country, Travis?
Fuck you. I'd burn it before I'd drive that across
piece
country.
Fucking piece of shit.
Already happened twice, so no worries.
Fucking had to get a jump start like four times to get to the Walgreens down the street.
But they gave him a free car wash.
Fucking rats eating his wiring.
That problem's fixed.
He still has that thing?
There's only 20,000 miles on it.
That thing back and you say, you sold me a lemon.
It's not a lemon.
How the hell am I going to get to Portland or Seattle or Denver?
It's already been to Denver. It's been to Denver. It's been to Niagara Falls. It's been to Vegas. It's been everywhere now. It's funny stuff, ain't it?
It's really funny.
The drunk world tour.
Coming to a city near you.
Before he leaves, Mike, you have to get one of those, you know, like how contractors slap those like those magnetic things on their driver's side door to advertise their company. you gotta make them a WFOD one, slap it on the side for him to drive
across
country. Cross
country, people could say, hey, this Nissan sputtering down the road. I gotta check out this advertisement.
What is this broke? What is this broke down guy on the side of the road advertising?
You know, Travis, when you see somebody broke down on the side of the road, you do slow down and look, right?
That's true. That's true.
It's great advertising.
Well worth the investment. What we got to do, we got to take a little of that Patreon money, give it to Drunk for advertising, and also buy a magnetic.
You're going to need to use some of that Patreon money to buy me a microphone and whatnot so I can still be on the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
You'll be in that Pacific time. You're not going to want to get in here at 7 o'clock.
It'd be 5 o'clock, wouldn't it? 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Well, depending on where you move.
Yeah, we don't know where you're gonna be.
You never know. I might just go all the way to Hawaii. So fuck
it. You never know, right?
It'll be 2 o'clock, fucking local time. Huh?
That'll be the last update. Drunk drove to Hawaii.
last seen in the San Francisco Bay,
guys. I'll tell you what.
You do that though, right?
It's been a year. Next time you hear from us, we will be celebrating our 10-year anniversary. I don't know what we're gonna do yet. I guess we have fun.
Yay!
Perfect vision.
24-hour episode.
It's not a big like milestone number or anything, so we're fine.
No, I mean number wise, no. But I mean, doing a
we're fine
podcast for 10 years. That's
okay.
That's worth
celebrating. Do the sarsaparilla contest again.
Guys, thanks for being with us.
Thanks to our guest contestant for
Lisa,
coming on the show.
Thanks for being a contestant. You win.
Nice to hear your voice. It's been so long.
I know.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger. Anytime. Whatever has been going on, stop it.
Stop living your life.
Guns out, fun's out.
Hey, Wolverine. Isn't this a party? Where is everyone? I really can't stand.
Mandy is cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Mandy is cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like
my mother will start to worry. My father will be pacing the floor. So really I better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think
Mandy is cold out there.
Say what's in this drink.
No cats be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
Break this spell.
I'll take your head.
I ought to say no, 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 so. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't say.
Mandy, don't hold out.
It's cold outside.
Shit, my chest hair is frozen.
I simply must go.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been so nice and warm.
Look out the window at that.
My sister will be suspicious. My brother will be there at the door. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Oh, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when I touch.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there'll be plenty implied. I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.